This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Campaigning continues for the seventh and the final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders are leaving no stone unturned to garner support in their party's favour. Polling in this phase will be held in 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory on the 1st of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed public meetings at Mirzapur, Mau and Bansgaon in Uttar Pradesh. He said that the country has decided to form the BJP-NDA government for the third time because of its good intentions and policies. Mr. Modi claimed that he is dedicated to the poor, Dalits and backward people of the country. UP Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath addressed public meetings in Mirzapur, Chandauli, Ghazipur and Gorakhpur. He said the country is moving towards becoming a global power and borders have been secured in 10 years. Addressing political gatherings in Salimpur and Balia, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said, today people were upset over increasing inflation and unemployment. He said if India Bloc comes to power, they will waive all the farmers' loans. Congress spokesperson Pawan Kheda addressed the media in Varanasi and said that the farmers' community is feeling cheated. In Bihar, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah has claimed that his party has crossed 310 seats in the first five phases of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections, and in the last two phases, the party will cross 400 seats mark, along with its National Democratic Alliance partners. He was addressing a rally in Karakat today. Addressing a public meeting in Jehanabad constituency, BJP President JP Nadda said, voters have full faith in the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi because he has given a stable government. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold a meeting in Mohania in Kaimur in support of the Grand Alliance candidate of Sasaram constituency. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav is holding a public meeting in Buxar in support of the RJD candidate. In Himachal Pradesh, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed an election rally in Nahan Sirmaur district under the Shimla parliamentary seat. He said this election is the first in history where the Congress is fighting to protect the constitution. The West Bengal government is taking comprehensive relief and rehabilitation measures in view of the cyclone Remul, which is expected to make a landfall between Kepupara in Bangladesh and Sagar Islands in Bengal midnight tonight. A special control room has been set up in the State Secretariat, Nabana. An integrated control room has also started working in Kolkata Police Headquarters to deal with the possible disaster. Kolkata Airport authorities have decided to suspend flight operations for 21 hours from today noon in view of the possible impact of the cyclone. Meanwhile, the Indian Navy has also initiated preparatory actions to provide immediate and effective assistance in the wake of cyclone Remul. It has readied two ships equipped with humanitarian assistance and disaster relief response and medical supplies for immediate deployment to ensure the safety and welfare of the affected populace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is proud of Payal Kapadia for a historic feat of winning the Grand Prix at the 77th Cannes Film Festival for her work All We Imagine as Light. The Prime Minister in a social media post said the alumnus of FTII, her remarkable talent continues to shine on the global stage, giving a glimpse of the rich creativity in India. Mr. Modi said that this prestigious accolade not only honours her exceptional skills but also inspires a new generation of Indian filmmakers. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Kolkata Knight Riders in the summit clash in Chennai this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu conceded defeat in the finals of the Malaysia Masters Badminton in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. The Indian shuttler lost to her Chinese counterpart Wang Zhiyi 21-16, 5-21 and 16-21 in the final match of the women's singles. The government has issued directions to telecom service providers for blocking incoming international spoofed calls. In a statement, the Ministry of Communications informed that fraudsters are making international spoofed calls displaying Indian mobile numbers to Indian citizens and committing cybercrime and financial frauds. These calls appear to be originating within India but being made by the cyber criminals from abroad by manipulating the calling line identity. The ministry said that these calls have been misused in recent cases of fake digital arrest, FedEx scams, drugs, narcotics, encoded impersonation as government and police officials, disconnection of mobile numbers by DOTs and TRI officials, etc. And with that, we end this news bulletin.